Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Recently, we talked about, with the holiday coming up, we talked about being more grateful.
Yeah.
And TAC kind of does that. And I'm doing my best. And I want to say, I don't even know why I'm doing this on the radio other than to say, first, smell me. Because, I mean, I smell remarkable right now. Yeah.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Wow.
I have a new hot water heater. Oh, boy.
Someone called you out for
no,
that.
No, that's part of what I'm going to talk
oh,
about.
Oh, sorry.
I have repaired the thing that makes showers hot in my home. A buddy, he's done other work and came over and knocked it out.
Awesome.
It's amazing. And it's one of those things. I don't know if you guys can relate to this. Well, everybody can, but I don't know if you can think of one off the top of your head. You just don't realize how good we have it in life until something like that fails. Do you guys remember, like, this was in the middle of the divorce. My washer went out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And I spent, and like, it was like COVID times or whatever. And like, they were backed up. So it was easily months.
Yeah.
And I had to go to laundromats. And like, and the joy of like just walking into a room and have your clothes get cleaned. Mm-hmm. And I swore to God when I got my washer and dryer delivered that I would never be an ungrateful POS again. And I became it.
Like, oh, no.
I became, because I just take it for granted.
No,
but come on. Are you ever thankful when you're doing laundry? Are you ever standing in front of your Samsung thing and just going? It's like when it just keeps going, you're like, you hate it.
Why does it do that? Why is it so aggressive?
I don't know, in case you're on the East.
Calm down, Lloyd Webber.
I don't know. But like, I feel so good right now that I wanted to say that I'm grateful.
That's good.
I love that.
I just had something very similar.
Okay.
I got in my car to go to work and it didn't start. The battery was dead. And every time you get in your car, you take it for granted. Like, you
100%.
Just, you start it and you go somewhere and then you're stuck in traffic and you're all mad. And stuff. You don't think about, well, what if it just didn't start? What would you do? Like, that whole hassle?
Your whole psyche, it's like one tiny little thing and it just destroys the foundation of who you are as a person. I know that sounds overly dramatic, but like, I haven't showered in 2 days and you're sitting there in your garage going, how do I
make it through? Yeah. Yes. All those showers I took for granted.
Right.
It's kind of like when you wake up with a stuffy nose and you're like, oh, yesterday I was fine.
Yeah.
I should have enjoyed it. Should have taken a big sniff.
Yes. So I want to say just one last time, thank you to the universe. Thank you to the people who invented it, whatever. I promise I'm going to do my best to not be ungrateful about this anymore.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, if you're one of those jackholes who wrote in, that's that part. Listen, did you not hear the downward inflect on the happiness?
Okay. And the massive pause.
Yep, there was a pause. Here's to the people. Okay. What do you call the thing in your house that broke at my house? What do you call that?
A water heater?
Are you lying?
No.
Because everyone in my family, I've like actually polled people.
It's a water heater.
What do
heater.
You call it?
Hot water heater.
Thank you.
The hot water heater. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's
for being honest. Stop. Thank you.
I'm being honest. Why
you don't actually
Why would you need to call it a hot water heater?
Why do you call it an ATM machine? Because people
don't.
just do.
I don't. I'm not that.
Other people do. Okay, mm-hmm. Have you heard people say, I'm going to the ATM machine?
No.
Yes, you have.
Because I don't know anyone that uses the ATM.
How do you get cash?
Don't eat it.
Don't have it.
I'm saying it's my whole childhood. My dad built houses. And I remember the guy that used to come and like,
what
the guy's
installing
the hot water
heater. What
else
happens when you heat water? Does it get cold? When you heat water, does it get cold? Why would you need to call it a hot water heater?
Aaron, I'm saying it's the same as an ATM machine. I understand that the M in ATM is machine. So you're saying ATM machine, machine. I understand it. But so many people just do that. You just you just do it.
So just go with the flow.
It's like
just,
CIA agency. It's like, no, but the A is agency. You don't have to say.
I say hot water heater so religiously. I get every single time. I think the actual heater is hot. I avoid it. Whenever I'm in that room, I don't touch it because I'm that's the hot water heater. That's hot. It's something going on there.
So
there's heat.
All I'm saying is this. I understand that it's not heating hot water. It's heating regular temperature water and making it hot. So the real word is water heater. I get it. But here you are, freshly showered. You've probably got a nice battery in your car. Right? Mm-hmm. All the things we've talked about, we take for granted. And you're driving from your job that takes care of you and your family and your dogs and gets you vacations. And you hear the guy on the radio say hot water heater. And you're like, oh, I'm going to show him. He's an idiot. And more than one person are like, it's not a hot water heater. Like,
I don't think that they said it with that tone.
Yes, they did. I read it with that tone.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.